Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little John Mellencamp bringing us back. Little Heartland Rock and Roll. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Peter Weddle. He's the author of the Career Fitness Workbook. And Peter, tell us where we can find you and also your books, please.
Well, the Career Fitness Workbook and the novel, A Multitude of Hope, are both available at Amazon.com. If you'd like to read an excerpt of the novel, it's available at amultitudeofhope.com. And, of course, there's always our website where we have a complete bookstore, which is Weddles, Weddles.com.
All right, so check that out. And folks, you need this workbook if you're, especially if you're trying to build your career. I really encourage you to find the Career Fitness Workbook. Peter, when you and I were coming up as young pups in the marketplace, we got our content when we were trained. When we got, you know, whatever we got in college was a little bit of information, but the really meaty stuff that we really were able to build a career on, we got in the workplace from someone who taught us that in the workplace. We learned either by listening to them or watching them. And while we were getting the content, we also got the context. In other words, when we learned about something, a piece of information, we also simultaneously saw how it worked fundamentally, how it worked in practice. We have a lot of young people coming into the workplace today, wonderful people, really good human beings, really motivated, very smart, and their head is filled with content, much more content than you and I ever had when we first stepped into the workplace, but they lack the context. And I worry that they think that with the content that they have is enough, that they don't really need to worry about the context as much. What do you think?
Well, I think that's absolutely right, and I think the facts bear it out. I mean, according to a survey done by the Associated Press, 53.6% of all recent college graduates beneath the age of 25 are either unemployed or underemployed.
Mm-hmm.
They have a, as you were saying, they have a wonderful degree of knowledge and competency,
yeah.
But what they don't have is the experience, the experiential understanding to apply that skill on the job. I think it's the difference in the definition of talent. Talent isn't what you know, it's what you do.
Right.
And what we need to do is we need to have our kids, and also, frankly, a fair number of mature workers like you and me, recognize that part of managing your career successfully is knowing how to take your capacity for excellence and apply it on the job.
I'd like to encourage young people who actually have a job, I'd like to encourage them to find someone who's been around a while and either by watching them or listening to them or by asking them, find a person to be your context mentor. Find a person, you probably could teach them some things about technology maybe, but they know some things about context, about fundamentals and things like that, that you really need whether you know it or not. I'd like to encourage you to find somebody like that to be a mentor for you. And you don't even have to have a contract or anything. You just find a person that you think is pretty smart and is successful and watch them, listen to them. What do you think, Peter?
I think that's a great idea, Jim. My only caveat to that would be don't wait until you graduate. This is the kind of thing
Good
that
point.
You can do during your summers, even during your academic year.
Right. It's as an intern or something like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree, 100%. Last thoughts, Peter. We've got about a minute.
Well, I just want to say that, you know, there's a lot of talented people out there, and the tragedy is that they aren't getting they aren't making the contribution that they could potentially make because they don't know how. They've got all the skills and knowledge, as we've been saying, but they don't have the skills and knowledge to apply that expertise, the context on the job, and that's what career self-management is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's frankly what I've tried to lay out, a complete self-study program in the Career Fitness Workbook.
You know, which, by the way, is available wherever books are sold, on Amazon especially. You know, Peter, one of the things, one of the most fascinating phenomenon that we have right now is that with all the unemployed, there may be a million jobs going wanting because of unqualified people.
Well,
that's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think it is the challenge for this country going forward. Yeah, we have to get ourselves around the fiscal cliff, to be sure, but next year we need to focus on bringing our workforce into the 21st century.
And I've been saying this since 2000. I've been saying that the one of the major campaign debates should be how are we going to get our people ready for 21st century jobs. And nobody's really done that yet. Not one candidate is really focused on that yet, and unfortunately. Peter, give us the website again, please.
It is www.weddles, WEDDLES.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Peter, thanks for being here. See you next time. Quick, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.